week. And in Parashat Betoiro, we discuss the different times of going, blemishes, leprosy, whatever the way we have translated. But the difference is, the only thing that comes with the person that speaks, Lashon Hara, when it speaks for the proper, the Torah tells us, going to say, no, they want the passion of the Torah, that the Torah doesn't want to kill. It says, like, that which I'm wishing on a laymar, he's a boy of Eretz Kinaan, I shall be noisy, no, I'm a chuzo. You come to Eretz Kinaan, and I give you as a chuzo, as an inheritance, I will give for there, I will place a blemish in the base of Eretz Uzazchan, in the house of your ownership. The next part of Lamanesh is Ubolo Asherun Abayas, and the one whose the house is his, Chikam, Yigiba Koyen, Lemor, and come to the coin saying, Kenega, Nirali Baboyas. Like a mega, is seen in my house. We shouldn't say Vadai until the coin pronounces it. And the Kliyoko over here tells a tremendous word. He starts by asking an important question. Why daska by the Nigi Habatim? Why daska by the blemishes of the house? Does the Pasha start off Kisavoya Lev Kinan more than all the other Pashas? Secondly, he asked, why did the Torah have to emphasize, I mean, no, you say, you come to Eretz Kanashi that I give to you. We could have just said, you come to Eretz Kanan and you inherit, what did that do? I mean, I said, I mean, no, you say, Lacham, that I gave you, and I give you as a Lachuza. And what's the emphasis also on the Sati Nega Torah, says, in case Eretz Achuzazcha, you could just be in your houses. What is the, so Rashi says that the Amuroi Mashim is down, the fact that the Basura, that Hashem is going to, Hashem is announcing to them a good tiding that the Amuroi, they hit stuff in the wall of the house, and by knocking down the house, we're able to find that Rashi's church was not so sure. So, therefore, with Ahuzat and Lamayit, that the house that you could build, because both these houses that were once built by the Goyim that were there before, that's going to Rashi. So, but the Rechaim HaKodesh explains that he is there, which reminds his story. The Gemara, he tells you, basically, on the Gemara in Erechidat Zion, that the Gemara tells over there that the top is a little bit, we know why it wasn't getting going on the Goyim, that's because he didn't use his mouth properly. But in town, Ziggy Bottom, why did it go in the house? That comes because of a vehicle called Soros Iron. Because of the term stinginess. People who are very, very stingy, they're not people that want to give. People that want, they're very, very stingy and very, very, you know, particular and not ready to give to others. And the Chazal Barish Rubol Asher Loi Habayis. We did before that day. The one kind of wanted to Rubol Asher Loi Habayis. Asher Kamdo Muto Want to the one who it is now. Zeh Sheichet Beisul Al Atzal. That's the one who David has for himself. And he doesn't want anybody else to have any pleasure from his house. He's a very selfish person. He's only into his own self. And therefore, Rubol Asher Loi Habayis, the one the house, who believes that it's for him himself, but that he shouldn't give it over to everybody else. And this is the mistake this person has made, that's why he has to be punished in his house, because he has to realize that the house that was given to him, Asher Arimah Yisimachem, that Asher and his father gave to him. And this is the realization, because what a land can Asher Arimah Yisimachem. A person has to look a little back, has to think a little bit. Where did he get this possession from? Where did it come? How did it come about? Hashem, he's Barach. He's the one who gave us the Eretz Yisrael, the silver platter. He was scared of all the enemies, destroyed all the enemies, and he gave it to us. And when he gave it to us, his intention was that just like he gave it to present, we should use all the good that we're getting, all the possessions that Hashem is giving it, not only for ourselves, but to test that if we're going to use the good things that we get, all the possessions, all the things that Hashem was benevolent with us, that we'll go ahead and continue that train of giving to others also. We'll, in the same vein, give over to what Hashem gave us. And this return effort was very, very strongly. Hashem, I need to know, I gave it to you. How did you get this thing in the first place? And when a person failed to realize that this possession that Hashem gave to miracles, how he inherited the land today, and he gave over all the possession of the Goyim, and through that he has now whatever he has, and he's still saying, Hashem, Loi Habayit, he thinks it's his house, he believes that it came to him, and he doesn't want to share with anybody else his wealth, his possessions. Hashem says, you didn't treat it right. I gave it to you for the purpose of to give. You used it for your own personal affairs. Now you're going to have to knock down this house. And then you realize, by knocking it down, hopefully you eventually realize that the branch will give it to you, and you abused your rights to the house. And being forward, this is a lesson of the Ziggy Batin, a tremendous lesson. But the lesson I think we can take and expand is the Bona Berchayim to all aspects of life. And whenever we get to that mood, you know, why should I help? Why should I share? Why should I give to somebody else? But you know, in the first place, whose money is it anyway? Whose possession is it anyway? How do we get this in the first place? The person understands that it all came to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was benevolent to him in the same vein. He will now go ahead and turn around and say, listen, there's no reason why I can't give part of my share, part of my wealth away, because it's all been a gift from Hashem. He's the one who bestowed it upon me. Whereas if a person goes the other way, if he leaves it only his, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't deserve it only. So now tell us, because you know that we talk to him, and I'll tell you, so the students are going to answer the Kiva. Why is Hashem loves Ani? Why does he support them? So he says, he does support them. He gives the money to the Yeshiva, but they should have an opportunity also to be able to help the Gira to Ani. And so the money that's really shot to Ani, what to Yeshiva? And if you don't get it, then the Chlor is gone. It's a terrible thing, because it's not what he's in. It's Hashem's possession. He only gave it to Hashem, but it also be benevolent by the Rosh Baruch Hu. Which means we should be able to be Mahmur Lachu. We should be able to end it Hashem in the ways of Chesed. And this is we have to look at all our possessions. And when we understand this, and we use them out the right way, when we know for sure the comes of the Rosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, why should I give him more? He's a part of it. He's a pipe. That's from which I can now be able to give more, for which he will be able to give more to others. But if he's stingy and he looks out for himself, he's selfish with his possessions, this would be a very, very big turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be benevolent with him, because that's not the tachas. The tachas that we have is from Hashem, and therefore we have to learn to be like Hashem in everything and to give. And once a person understands that, that's how he avoids the Ziggy Batin. This is today, we might have a Ziggy Batin, but sometimes we have things that go wrong in the house. This happens, that happens, this breaks down, that breaks down. Maybe sometimes it's fine for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe something goes wrong instead of bringing, what happens if I would have left the force on? What happens if I would have bought that new thing? Sometimes I think that maybe the shot is that we're not giving enough. We're not using our possession that Hashem gave us. Even though we put down the check, we laid out the credit card, but it was only with Hashem and not only. And we're not using it to help me and to help people that are less fortunate than us, whatever it may be, with Shabbos or whatever it is, with food, with other ways we can do chesed with our possessions. Once we realize the possessions are ours, but they're only ours because Hashem gave it to us, we can now go ahead and help others. But if we do, then we'll try with the task of this world, and this will be destroyed. Never to me, Hashem, Lo Yabai is not my house. My house is the Gershom's house. And I can use it to be bringing my need to my house. I can use it to help out others. And so this one, I have a story. Some people know the famous story, but there was a story with Rav Scheinman. It was a young couple, a Talmud hotels, and they used to write it on the Uber, used to come all the time, whatever, for them. And the Sonny wasn't too easy to deal with, but Eliza, he wasn't, you know, had the most pleasant smell, and he wasn't too easy to deal with. He sometimes took a long time. And after a while, his wife decided that, you know, maybe we should have hired someone so much. And then they decided, you know, the eight might be, you know, but he's still coming by, he's still meeting up with him. They thought they would just move away to a different house. So they moved away. And all of a sudden, the first night in the new place, they realized there was scorpions, all different types of scorpions. They didn't know what it was about, so they called down a exterminator to try to get rid of the scorpions. So the exterminator came down, and they did his job, and a couple of nights later, the scorpions came back. They didn't know what to do. They were crazy. They had a young kid, a young baby, and it was very dangerous. They went to the Rebbe, Shimon, his Rebbe, Shimon, and some of my Rebbe also, and he asked them, you know, what's all about, what's going on? And Shimon said, you know what, let's open up to the things, and the things for Ashira, the Ashira of all the different animals, let's see what the scorpion's saying. And the scorpion says, if he opens up, and he says, Rachel, I'll call myself. You should have Rachel, even on all myself. Hashem is Rachel, all myself. You know, the scorpion who's a little bit of a dangerous species, and that's all they despise. And then, but Rachel, I'll call myself, should have Rachel, I'll So Shimon, who met the Parsi, said, you know what? Is there anybody who you could have shown Rachman to, and you haven't shown Rachman? And they thought about this poor eye that they had moved and had told where they live now, and that he probably had to not place to eat again, and he realized that maybe they didn't do it in the proper way, and they weren't being with everyone that could be. So they decided they're going to go, we just want you to send this, you go out and get a bag, bring a medicine, and write them over. And that's got highly invited him, and the scorpions went away. They just got to tell us, and they said, okay, we have to understand that we're not in this world for ourselves. We have to think about others, we have to think about what's going on in their lives. The person that speaks Russian wrong, we send them out, he can't be with others, he doesn't know how to. He's only into himself, he wants to put down others, you have to send them out of the camp. And this person who has a house, he has possessions, and he's dealing with the house, he's being married with the house in a way that's his house. No one else can be here, we have better from him. Hashem says, if you think it's your house, I'll show you that it's not your house. And the Kohen comes out. The person has to know whatever possessions that he has. He has to do what he understands, that whatever is given to him from Shemayim, not only for himself, but to share with others. And for that, that he's a Shem Yisrael, he kind of tasked him what that thing was given for, what he is in this world for. But his will is to be benevolent, to be good with others. And for that, he's doing a tremendous person, highly childish.